Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
The Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries. This is Pastor Chris Willingham. And we are so excited about the message tonight and the message for the next 10 weeks. For those of you that saw Facebook, Twitter, anything today, you know that we are starting a 10-part series starting tonight titled How to Change Your Life in 10 Days. So it's a little misleading, the titles. It's not necessarily 10 days consecutively, but over the next 10 weeks, each Sunday night, we're going to give you some serious principles, biblical principles, that if you apply these to your life, immediately you will see an immediate change in your life. I guarantee it. These are the things that are missing in our culture, in our society, in our country, that have been missing and deteriorating for a long, long time. So before I get into any of this, like we do every Sunday night, every night on Hip Hop National Radio, we're going to open up in prayer. Father, again, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word. Thank you for the opportunity to just let everything that you've been telling me go over this broadcast. Father, we ask that you just give all of us ears to hear, open our eyes to the truth, open our hearts, help us to take these principles, take these kingdom principles, and apply these in a world that's suffering, in a world that's hurting, in a world that is unraveling before our eyes right now, that we can take these principles and we can apply them, and each and every one of us can do our part to change the world. Father, we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, again, we are so excited about a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes at Crimson Line Ministries. We are in the process of starting Crimson Line Productions with the help of Vitel Webb and her talent and skill. We're going to be, the whole premise behind this is, what can we do? What can we do to reach the most people and to package this message in a way that can be the most impactful in front of as many people as we can? And what we realized is that video is what everybody wants to see. We realize that if you post a video on Facebook or Twitter, you get at least four times as many views as you do if you would just post a quote. Everybody likes to see video, and everybody likes to see high-quality, creative, entertaining video. So that's what we're creating behind the scenes as Crimson Line Productions, and we'll create short films, very short films, to teach the message of the kingdom, to teach about the kingdom of God now, the righteousness of God now, and the image of Christ now, through that media. And we couldn't be more excited. So kind of stay tuned, kind of keep yourself dialed into Facebook, Twitter, those kinds of things. Over the next 30 days, you'll be seeing something that we release that will introduce you to this new exciting thing that we're doing. Guys, please hear me. For the next 10 weeks, we're going to discuss some difficult topics. Some of them will be more difficult than others. But we're going to discuss some real-life issues that are affecting our families, that are affecting our culture, that are affecting our country, that are affecting our world right now, that have been deteriorating over a long period of time, that if we can get back to basics, we can get back to basics and get back to God's original intent. And the reason this God's big idea that he had in the beginning to create a kingdom and for his children to rule over that kingdom and experience kingdom realities here, right here on earth, just like they are in heaven. If we can get back to that, we can start changing things. But without that, nothing's going to change. So with that said, we're going to take a short break. Let me just say this. If anybody at the end of this message, I think this is going to be a little bit shorter of a message than usual. I would love to have people call in. I think this message is going to generate some curiosity, maybe some questions. I would love to have you call in. So if you're already on the line, all you have to do is press the number 1. That will raise your hand. That will put you in the queue, and we'll make sure we get you on the line. But we're going to take a short break right now for some music and some commercial messages. But you are listening to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Line Ministries. We'll be back real soon.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
You have to forgive. day that I be forgiven for everything I said and everything I did. How can I turn my back on God after all he done? I know I should have been dead, but God let me live. And every day that I wake, I'm praying up to him. Black clouds in the air, I can sense death. Riding around with the devil, a big piece of metal. Got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got my hand to the sky, reaching for the Lord. I need your helping hand, Lord, help me out.
Your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine,
a national flyer buddy system,
an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way.
And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, title, and contact phone number.
And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio,
your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. This is Crimson Line Ministries with Pastor Chris Willingham. We're just listening to G-Squad and I Pray, and before that it was Forgive with Andre Alexander. All right, guys, if you have something to write with, please get a pen, pencil, paper, because you're going to want to take some of these notes. Like I was saying before, 10 weeks, 10 days to change your life if you will apply these principles immediately. Apply them right after the radio show. Apply them when you wake up in the morning. But these are things that you can start doing right now, and you will see an immediate change in your life. Tonight, we're going to be talking about honor. Honor. You're going to get fed more about honor tonight than you ever thought you would. But by the time we're done, you're going to understand how important it is. You're going to understand how much is lacking, especially in this country. Unlike any time in history, ever in our society, we are fed a steady diet daily of dishonor and disrespect. You've heard me say it before. Over 5,000 advertisements that run across our faces every single day, and almost all of them are disrespectful or dishonor somebody or something in some way. And if you give me a little time and listen up, I'm going to prove that to you. We've been talking for the past 4 weeks about keys to the kingdom, and we'll never stop talking about the keys to the kingdom, because everything that God has to offer you here on this earth, there is a key to unlock it. There's always a key. Honor. Listen up. Honor unlocks the gifts in people that God strategically places in your life. Honor is the key that unlocks the gifts in people that God strategically places in your life. Guys, at Crimson Line Ministries, our primary goal is we must, through these kingdom principles, we must recreate a culture of honor and respect that is not only missing in America and has been deteriorating in this country for a long time, but is now starting to be missing in the church. Through pop culture, and this really applies to this radio show because I know what the guys at Hip Hop National Radio are trying to do. I know that how passionate they are about this message that they're trying to get out about having inspirational music, of cleaning everything up, to build people up instead of tear people down. And that's what drew me to this partnership in the first place. But through pop culture, through music, through marketing, everything that we're exposed to every single day breeds hatred, disrespect, distrust, dishonor for authority. I'll say that again. Everything you listen to, everything you watch, from the news to reality television to the music that you listen to, breeds hatred, disrespect, dishonor, distrust for authority and our fellow human beings, for our neighbors, for our brothers and sisters. You know, one of the most challenging things that we face as adults is when we have children, and in this day and age, we're looking for any and everything that we can find, different strategies. How can I protect them? And this has been a battle for me personally. And I've come to the realization that I can try to protect them from everything all I want to. But I am a father. I'm not the police. I'm not the media police. If I present myself as a policeman, if I present myself as a monitor, and I just walk in and say, we're shutting the TV down, we're taking the iPods away permanently, we're doing all these things, you're not going to listen or watch any of this mess, it will not work. So this is the dilemma, this is the challenge, and this is what I've really come up with. My Bible says to raise them up, train them up in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it. When the Bible talks about training them, what I'm doing literally is I'm planting seeds. I'm planting seeds into their brain, and that harvest might not come immediately. That harvest might come when they're 25. It might come when they're 30. But the Bible promises me that if I'll plant those seeds and I'll train them up in the way they should go and I will introduce these principles to them, that word and that truth will not return unto me void. So my job is to help my children develop a filter on their own. So instead of saying don't, instead of saying shut it down, it's my job to sit down, listen to it with them, watch it with them, and then when a red flag pops up, stop. Let's talk about that for a minute. What does the Bible say about what we're watching right now? That helps them to create their own filter over time. It might be frustrating, and you might not think they're getting it, but you're planting seeds. Our family is the most challenging group of people on the planet to attain honor from. And I'm going to read a verse in the Bible right now that's going to prove that. We're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about an experience that Jesus went through, and the results of that experience were not good. And we're going to talk about what was lacking from the people that he left, or what they missed because of the dishonor that they displayed for Jesus. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Mark chapter 6 in verse 1. Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things, and what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. So let's take a look at the story. Jesus comes back to his hometown. Nothing about him has changed, but the way they see him. How do they see him? Well, that's Joseph's boy. That's Mary's boy. He's a carpenter. That's the little goofy kid who ran around in the streets kicking the ball. And I remember something about him, you know, thinking he could preach when he was 12 or something like that. But at the end of the day, that's just Joseph and Mary's boy. Who does he think he is? Who does he think he is to come back here and act like he's somebody? So let's pick the story up. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. So he left. He was blown away by their unbelief. So for those of you listening who have families, the highest honor that can ever be bestowed on you, it's when a family member stands up and honors you. And we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about our part in that. We're going to talk about how to honor somebody. See, you can go out in public and you can be honored all day long because all they see is your gifts. They see your talent. They see your skill. They see your beauty. They see everything about you, and it's real easy for them to honor you, because they don't have to live with you. But when you live with somebody, you get to wake up in the morning and smell morning breath. And you get to see somebody grouchy when they've had a hard day at work. Or when somebody like a pastor has been preparing for days and days to preach several sermons day after day after day, and he's tired and he's beat up and he's a little grouchy. That's the hardest time for that honor to come through. But I think We need to get an idea of how we can do that. Excuse me. Everybody, every single one of us wants something from God. From the time we're saved, from the time God calls us and we turn around from that old way of living and somebody tells us that if we accept Jesus into our life and everything's going to be okay, and everybody tells us, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open, because you know that's what we hear in church every Sunday. Keep hope alive. Have faith, brother. Have faith, sister, because you know God's got you, right? But see, what we need to realize, and we need to start telling people the truth, that the kingdom doesn't operate that way. It never has operated that way. There is no way that I can walk around this earth violating every single principle that is laid out by God in His Word, with me being a believer in God and thinking that God is going to intervene on my behalf and bless me when I am not honoring Him by obeying His law and obeying His principles. And until we get that, we're going to keep having a bunch of frustrated Christians walking around, walking into a church on Sunday morning, playing church, up on their hyper-spiritual high horses, speaking the right language, saying hallelujah and praise the Lord and God bless you, brother and sister, and then walking out that church and living Monday through Saturday just like they've lived for the past 30, 40, 50 years of their lives, seeing nothing happen, nothing change, no chains being broken, no breakthroughs, no victory in their families, no victory in the workplace, no blessings financially, but they're still holding out hope. The kingdom does not operate that way. There are keys. There are keys to unlock everything in the kingdom. Here's an example. Most Christians do a lot of stuff right. Generally, they get the idea. Believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. He died for my sins. I know I'm supposed to be good. I know I'm supposed to love my neighbor. I have a really hard time with that, but I do the best I can. But it's those details. It's those one or two things that you get really, really wrong that can mess up the whole operation. Here's the example. If I have a Bentley sitting in my driveway, brand new Bentley, 2013, and it's missing a wheel, that Bentley ain't going nowhere. It's going to sit in my driveway, ineffective, can't operate, can't drive it, nobody can see it, because one thing's missing. That's the way the kingdom operates. If I'm looking for breakthroughs financially, if I'm looking for breakthroughs in my relationships, I've got to look at what God tells me about those things, and I need to use those keys to unlock those victories in my life. And if I don't, I'm going to keep living in the same condition that I've always lived in. Frustrated, angry, but playing Christian on Sunday morning, and then complaining the rest of the week. Here's another thing to write down. Whatever you honor, whoever or whatever you honor draws close to you and gives you the ability to access it. Whatever you honor draws close to you and gives you the ability to access it. Whatever you disrespect moves away from you and you will never access it. You dishonor somebody, they walk away. You honor them, and you will draw them close to you. Let's go back to talking about this pop culture and the music. I don't care what genre of music you listen to. I don't care whether it's country, Because, oh, by the way, half the country is labeled what? Outlaw music. Disrespect, dishonor for authority. Rock and roll, hard rock, disrespect, dishonor for authority, disrespect, dishonor for your parents, dishonor, disrespect for your country, dishonor, disrespect for women. Rap music, we'll hit all of them. We're not going to leave anybody out. Disrespect for women. Disrespect for men. Disrespect for authority. Until we change this, and let's talk about a sensitive subject. This is something I sit around and listen to all the time. Just because I disagree with someone does not mean that I cannot honor them. Politics, our government. Romans chapter 13 tells me that people in authority have been ordained by God to be in that position. Kings, queens, presidents, governors, senators, congressmen, they are the people in authority, police officers. But we have zero respect for them. So if I sit around my house and all I do all day long is watch the news and criticize my president, I don't care whether it's George Washington or Barack Obama. It does not matter. If I'm sitting around criticizing, dishonoring, and disrespecting my president or my governor, what am I telling my kids? What lesson am I teaching my children about honoring authority? Why would I expect them to honor me as their father if I can't honor authority like the Bible tells me to? I do not have to agree with your political views to honor you. The Bible does not tell me that I cannot disagree, but it tells me I must honor authority. If you're driving down the road and you get a ticket, quit getting an attitude. Honor that authority that's standing in your window giving you that ticket. Because at the end of the day, chances are you were doing something that deserved that ticket. Matter of fact, here's the confessions of a pastor. I'm headed to court on Tuesday because I got a ticket. And did I get an attitude with the officer that stopped me? No. Why? Because I was wrong. Is it that hard? Is it that hard in this day and age to say I'm wrong? Or do we live in a society and in a culture where it doesn't matter what I do, nobody's supposed to mess with me? I can walk around offending. I can have behavior that is reprehensible to any normal thinking human being. I can offend everyone around me, have no respect for anyone around me. But if anybody calls me out on it, who's wrong? This is what has to change. If you want your life to change, if you want to draw people closer to you, if you want that boss to give you a raise, if you want to keep taking steps to higher levels in your life, we have to understand this concept of honor. If you got your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it goes and sells all that he has and buys the entire field. What I'm about to say might not be popular in the the church crowd. But your life is not made by getting daily visits from angels. Let me say that again. Your life is not made, your life is not dictated, your future is not dictated, your present is not dictated by daily visits from angels coming into your bedroom and giving you some kind of divine word. Pastor Chris, I saw Jesus today. Okay? I did too. I saw him in my 2-year-old little boy. I saw him in my 14-year-old. I saw him in my boss. I saw him in my friend. Everything in your life, every breakthrough, every opportunity, every step to the next level in your life is locked inside someone else. Prove me wrong. You don't get anywhere in life ever without relationship. It's relationship that drives the kingdom. It's fellowship that drives the kingdom. Remember what I said. Honor unlocks the gifts and people that God strategically places in your life. How many opportunities have we missed? How many times have we dismissed someone because what? Because we didn't like their field. You were wondering how I was going to tie this back to that verse. Everyone has a treasure, but everyone also has a field. There is a treasure hidden in everyone. I don't care whether it's the boss that you hate. I don't care whether it's your mother, father, sister, brother. I don't care who it is. There is something inside them that you can extract. But to get to that treasure, you have to deal with the field. You have to get a little more tolerant by the things that aggravate you. Because just like your best friend that sometimes you're going to want to spend 2 hours talking to, but sometimes you're going to want them to spend 5 minutes with you and go home. Everybody has a field. Everybody has baggage. Everybody has issues. Everybody has hang-ups. But they also were given a gift that if you will honor that person and respect that person, that gift will come out. And when it does, that's when you take that person and you join forces and move on to the next person and honor them and you extract their gifts. And oh, by the way, isn't this starting to look somewhat like the body of Christ in the way it's supposed to operate? Your gifts are not meant for you. I'm going to say that one again. Somebody tweet that. Your gifts and your talents were not given to you for you. They were given, those gifts and talents were given to you for the people in the world around you. But it's the people who are willing to tolerate that field. Because remember, the verse says it's a treasure hidden in a field. Why is it hidden? Because it's not for the casual passerby. It's not for somebody who's looking to get something from me for nothing. It's not for somebody who wants to take advantage of me. It's not for somebody who wants to ride my coattails to the top. It's for somebody who's willing to put up with my field enough for me to let that treasure go. So in the kingdom, what are we? How do we look at ourselves? If we understand this concept of fields and treasures, we're treasure hunters. The kingdom is built on treasure hunters. And the way we go on that scavenger hunt, the way we hunt that treasure, is to go through our day
and quit being so stinking intolerant of everybody around us. And start honoring someone, respecting someone, because I guarantee you that person that you show that respect to, when they haven't seen any respect in days or weeks or months, someone that you show honor to, somebody that you spend 5 minutes with and say, you know what, I noticed something about you that really stands out. When we approach everything in a casual nature, and that's what we've done in America. We have people, take the entertainment industry, for instance. There's nothing they want more than for you to succeed. They want you to succeed fast, but then they want to find out things about you so they can tear you down even faster. They want you to be in the limelight. They want you to expose your life. They want to find out about your field so they can dishonor you, disrespect you, and tear you to shreds. And we, as the American consumer, the American public, we find entertainment value in that. See, we honor things and we celebrate things that are dishonorable and disrespectful. Just look at all the reality television shows. The Bad Girls Club. Why would I want to see that? The Naughty Brides Club. Why do I want to see that? In my world, you stand up and you want to pitch a fit and act like that, you don't have a snowball's chance. Why do we celebrate it? The Bad Boys Club, the Mad Men Club. Why do you want a Mad Men? Why don't you go find a godly man? Why do we want bad boys? Why don't we look for godly boys? See, we don't celebrate that anymore. There's this persona that we have to live up to. This country is backwards. Everything about what you see all day long is backwards. It has nothing to do with the kingdom. It's the farthest thing away from the kingdom that it could be. And we celebrate it. We celebrate it and we pump our money into it. And it's happening as much in the church as it is anywhere else. We dishonor our pastors. If you don't entertain me, if I see you slipping, yeah, we're going to call a board meeting, and we're going to find somebody else who can do it. That's not the kingdom. The kingdom is not a democracy. But we have to be bold enough to stand up. Everybody on this call, everybody associated with Crimson Line Ministries, we need to knock down these religious man-made barriers that have been put up, this religious talk, this hyper-spiritual talk that has nothing to do with the kingdom of God, and we need to start standing up against this stuff and telling people the truth. We need to be bold enough to walk up to the people that are deteriorating this country and stand up and love them. Tell them the truth. Unless we start behaving a certain way, until we start turning our back and stop pumping our money into the things that are deteriorating this country, it's never going to change. Until we recognize, here it is, until we recognize that we don't have a racism issue in this country, we have a behavior issue in this country. That one might stir somebody up, but I'll be glad to talk about it at the end of the show because we need to deal with some real issues. Every day I turn on the news. Just in the last week, I've watched a 91-year-old man, World War II veteran, beat to death with a baseball bat in a parking lot. Wednesday, a 62-year-old man was beaten to death. He's in a he's brain dead, laying in a hospital right now, beaten to death because teenagers want to go out and, in their words, have fun. These things have nothing to do with color. These things have everything to do with pure evil that is running rampant through our society. And until we get that, until we start laying down this nonsense about racism, about black versus white, and start living by kingdom principles and realizing and living by what the Bible tells me, that there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, that we're all supposed to be one in Christ, one of another, building each other up, not tearing each other down, that is the only thing that's going to change this culture. Fighting politics with politics will never change anything, ever. It never has. Because no matter who sits in the White House, everybody's always going to have a problem with their decisions. But the decisions that are facing this country right now are some of the hardest, if not the hardest, decisions ever faced by any president in American history. So we as children of God, as children of the King, we better be on our knees praying for our president instead of criticizing him, praying for our congressmen, praying for our senators, praying for wisdom for them, honoring them instead of tearing them down on Facebook where you can hide. You can hide behind Facebook and you can hide behind Twitter and you can rant all day long with your dishonor and disrespect. But it's time for a change. And that's what we're committed to at Crimson Line Ministries, because we're not playing. We're not here to be popular. We're not here to blend in. God didn't call me and put me on this earth to blend in. That's what makes us dangerous as children of the King. We're dangerous here on earth because He made us, and we're not from here. I don't have to play by these rules. I have a different set of rules that I play by. And if I'll operate by those rules, if I'll use those keys, I can unlock miracles. I can unlock supernatural power, unlike anything anybody's ever seen in this country. But until we start waking up, and until we start stop going with the flow, until we stop sitting back afraid to offend someone. How much do you love them? How much do you love your mother? How much do you love your father? How much do you love your neighbor? Do you love them enough to tell them the truth? Do you love them enough to say, cut the nonsense out? Let me honor you. Let me show you what honor looks like. Let me show you what respect looks like. It's going to happen. We believe here with everything that's in us that this is going to happen, that this is going to be a move unlike anything anybody's ever seen. I'm going to end with this, because sometimes with all this information, sometimes it's hard to say, how does this work? It's so different than everything else. That pastor seems mad. I'm not mad. I'm passionate. Like I said, we're not playing anymore. We're not playing church. I'm not here to tell you what your itching ears want to hear. I'm here to tell you the truth. And for the next 9 weeks, every single Sunday, we're going to touch on a different key. A different key. So the one thing to take away from tonight is take stock of the people around you. Look around you. Look at the relationships that are broken. Look at the ones that are stressed out a little bit. Look at the relationship with your boss. And ask yourself, am I going to step it up, and am I going to get in front of these people, and am I going to honor them? Just try it. Respect them. Honor them. Even when it's hard sometimes. And watch the entire relationship turn around. You want to know the power of the message of the kingdom? And I'll end with this. and hopefully we'll have some callers. Dr. Miles Monroe, who travels all over the world preaching the message of the kingdom, he's probably the foremost authority and preacher on the kingdom in the world. He travels to a country in Africa, and I can't even tell you the name. This was last week. He literally meets with a king, the king of this nation. He has a crown, he has a scepter. This dude was a king. He meets with him for one day, and the king says, "Tell us about this kingdom that you're talking about." Well, Dr. Monroe spent all day telling him about this kingdom. Dr. Monroe gets on a plane and leaves. The next day, the king gives an order that the entire constitution of the entire nation is to be rewritten and changed to fall in line with the principles of the kingdom of God outlined in the Bible. That's the power of the kingdom. And if that can ever start to spread here in this country, if we can ever get rid of these religious man-made hang-ups of the way church is supposed to look and the way church is supposed to operate. Because remember, God said, "I'm sick of your feast. I'm sick of your sacred assemblies. I'm embarrassed that you show up once a week and you claim to love me. And you say all the right things. And you throw a hissy fit. And you jump up and down and throw a shoe at somebody. And you get all dressed up. But you're living the rest of the week unrighteously in the way you do business, in the way you operate in your relationships. Everything about you is unrighteous. So stop it. Quit it." The church needs to be reformed. It can be changed. But somebody's going to have to wake up and realize that it's time. Now is the time. Unlike any other time in history, now is the time that we've got to get back to the basics. We've got to get back to the original intent. We've got to get back to the kingdom, the righteousness, and the image of Christ. With that said, I hope that was a blessing to you. Again, ain't nobody mad. It's just we're going to come at you with a little more boldness, a little more truth, because our mandate here is to be as real as we can possibly be, to not pull any punches, and to give you something that you can take with you immediately to change your life. And we are excited about the next 9 weeks. If you're listening in, you're not following us on social media, you can follow us on facebook.com/CrimsonLineMinistries. Or you can follow us on Twitter, and Twitter is @CrimsonLineATL. That's @CrimsonLineATL. We're going to take a short break, some music and commercial messages, and we're going to come back. If you're on the line and you would like to participate, if you have any questions, if you would like to make any comments, feel free to do so. Just press the number 1 on your phone, and that will raise your hand, and we'll make sure we get to you. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Line Ministries.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin with me. Well,
5 minutes, I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Lion Ministries. I believe we have one caller from an 832 area code. You're on with Crimson Lion Ministries if you're still there.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I go by the name of Drew. I'm actually, I heard your message, and I'm actually impressed because you don't really get that kind of ministry in today and time, you know. I'm really impressed. You know, I'm not naive to the teaching that you've the way you teach the Word of God and the way you express it. I understand the meaning fully because we do live in a world where people are deluded. We do live in a world where dishonorable desires are being turned to honorable desires. We do live in a world where they support everything that's wrong and against Christ. And I really ain't got nothing to add to it. I think you pretty much covered the bases that would need to be covered for the subject. But I will say to the people, the Christians, the people who believe, and the ones who believe they're Christians, you know, there's only one way to get into the kingdom, which is the way people are taught, and that's by believing in Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. But you also got to understand where the Bible teaches us not to be deceived. And he give us a long list of sins that if these sins characterize our lives, we will not enter into the kingdom. And I want people to really understand that that is true. You know, I don't believe that you can go out and commit these sins and live under these characteristics and minimize God and say, well, you said if I believe in you and call on your name, I will enter into the kingdom of heaven. I mean, he tell you be not deceived, and I think that's where I'm at when I do minister to people, when I do talk and teach people. I try to reach out to get them to understand, hey, this is not about sin. We all sin, you know, we know that, but that's not the issue. If these list of sins characterize you, it's a long list of them. You might want to check it and see if you're on those lists. You're not getting in. It's just that simple. And as far as the world and the politics, I did have a little slight issue with the idea of honoring the authority thing. I kind of had a slight indifferent take on that because I don't believe if a person is misleading the country because they're in authority, they should be honored. I believe, according to Scripture, that you study, you understand, you learn, and show yourself approved unto God, and you follow His way regardless. Now, if you add that with the honoring, then I can accept it. But I don't know the way you spoke it, kind of gave me a vibe like whether these folks are leading us right or leading us wrong, then we should honor them. And if that's the truth, according to what you stated, you would have to say what they're doing in this world that you just said was wrong and is causing this world to be led astray from the Word of God, they should be honored for doing that. And that's right. What my problem with that.
I think we're a little closer to getting on that issue than you think we are. You know, like I was saying, that I don't have to agree with you. And it's important. If we do this in the right way, that especially in America, we do live in a democracy in America, and we do have a constitution, and we do have a voice. That is the way our government is set up. And if you operate correctly within that constitution and let your voice be heard, there's not a problem with that. My point is, it's the way that we dishonor our leaders. It's the slander, it's the hatred, it's the nastiness. That's so we as Christians is, you can disagree all day long, but please tell me as a child of God that you're spending some time on your knees lifting our leaders up to God and praying for wisdom and knowledge and salvation, whatever the case may be, because that is a mandate for me to do that. But absolutely, I'm with you. I don't have to agree with any of it. But in the right setting, in the right way, there's a time and a place. But I think I was more, again, you know what I'm talking about. There's nobody that's listening to me that doesn't know what I'm talking about, whether it be from, you know, from Bill Clinton to George Bush to Barack Obama or anybody else, the conversations that take place in our household around our children. That's dishonor, that's disrespect, and it's teaching them the wrong way. So if you want to teach your children, let's sit them down and saying, okay, this is why I disagree with this way of doing things. But at the same time, family, join hands, because we're going to lift up our president in prayer right now, and that's teaching biblical kingdom principles. So I don't think we're that far away on that issue.
Okay, I understood it, but I wanted to be more clear with my understanding and how you was putting it out there. I do understand that. But, you know, overall, you also, you just stated that, you know, at the same time, you hope that we're on our knees praying to give them the knowledge and wisdom. And, you know, that's not a bad thing to do. And you might can help me with this, because I have a problem praying for people to make a decision that I know is right. And I have that problem because I feel like God, well, I know that God gives everybody free will, and he gives them, and most people operate from their own volition when it comes down to making decisions based on right and wrong. And to pray to God to ask these members or these people in power to make a decision is kind of like asking God to interfere with their free will. And that's what makes me have a slight indifference about honoring them. I would rather, you know, under kingdom principles, I would rather simply identify with what it is that they're doing, recognizing it is wrong, calling it what it is, without disrespecting them and dealing with the whole thing accordingly, more so than just saying, I'm going to dishonor him because he made a bad decision. You know, some people have done things in power. Like you say, you get some pastors who will sleep with members of the congregation. Situations like that, you simply have a decision to make by asking him to step down. I don't believe it should be dishonored because it doesn't mean that the things that he preached and he taught was wrong. But if you got a person who's leading the country wrong, I have a hard time with advising people to honor that. I do believe the president, regardless of what, should be respected as the president. Now, that is what I will say is going on with Barack Obama. People are not respecting him, but it has nothing to do with him being the president. That has something to do with him being who he is. And that's why you see the evil and all the antagonistic, you know, attitudes towards him. And it doesn't confuse me about honoring the president, but they don't even call him president. They call him by his name.
Right.
You know,
right.
They don't acknowledge him as president. So they're not dishonoring the level of presidency. That's more of a personal attack. And I do think people should be dealt with for doing that legally, but because you can't call nobody gay without getting in trouble, you should call the president anything other than what he is and not be dealt with. You know, and that's the evil that I don't appreciate, you know, or I will speak against and I will call out and dealing with people.
Right. Well, let's look at one more thing, because I think this is ultimately what we is so important that we're doing here. Again, it's bringing it back to kingdom principles. When we're looking at Romans chapter 13, and we have a choice. We can either look at the Bible as some people call it, well, you know, it's up for interpretation, or you can look at it as the Holy Spirit-inspired Word of God straight from his mouth and take it that way. So if the Bible tells me, it says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. See, we have a tendency sometimes to look at that statement through our own short-sighted eyes. So let's try to look at it from the way God sees things for a minute. If authority is put in place by God for an ultimate purpose, again, like I was saying before, and I'm not going to get too political because that's not my thing, it's politics. But if we're looking at this as far as the decisions that are facing this country right now, you know, one of the things the Bible tells me is that that we are supposed to stand with Israel. Very, very important. Those that curse you, I will curse. Those that bless you, I will bless. There are things that are biblical going down in the world right now that are absolutely prophetical, that we find all through Scripture. These things are happening right before our eyes. But sometimes God has a much bigger picture. He sees things in a much bigger way, and we'll end with this, and I absolutely appreciate all your comments. I absolutely appreciate you calling in. But the bottom line is, sometimes he'll place people in authority, and it's always happened this way, to
to fulfill his purpose. So he might place somebody in authority, and the world, we look at it from the outside, and things get worse. Things look worse from the outside in. But ultimately, it fulfills God's purpose. And that's what we have to keep going back to, is understanding this is God's will. If he's ordaining these things, then it's our job to sit back and love our neighbor and honor our authority. And that's very, very important. Again, I don't have to agree with them politically. I can be at the opposite end of the spectrum, but it is absolutely biblical that I honor them and that I lift them up in prayer. And that's one thing that we'll never back down from here. That does not mean that I'm going to stay silent and not voice my opinion, because I live in America and that's the future we live in. But we've got to stay the course on how we treat our fellow man and our brothers and sisters. So, Drew, we thank you for calling in. We absolutely thank you for your comments. And I'm not sure that we have any more callers. Actually, I don't think we do. But just like we do at the end of every show, I'd love to bring Mr. Poetic Williams on the line and let him tell you what you can do. We're encouraging everybody that if you know any artist, any up-and-coming gospel artist or any type of artist, if they want to get their music heard, if they need a platform, but that platform is right here. So I'm going to bring Mr. Poetic on the line, and he'll make sure he lets everybody know how to do that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you opening up the line to me. You need to go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. It will allow, and then go to the button that says Maximize Your Exposure. And for those who are listening now, I'm going to make it much easier in this upcoming week. We're just going to say upload your MP3. That's more visible to anybody. People can understand it right away. So we're going to be making some changes for that. But it's www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Right now, look for the Maximize Your Exposure tab. It is nothing for you to get your music played here and supported here. All we ask that you tell your family, your friends, and fans about the program, and we'll help get the word out about your music. We do have, this is a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio in front of the industry inside circle of the music business. So we do have marketing products to help you on along further outside of just playing your music here. So definitely get in contact with us. You can call 954-461-3398. Again, the number is 954-461-3398. And Pastor Willingham, I do have a question, more or less a statement, based what I heard Brother Drew talking about. I just say, and I think we are all human, and we have room for improvement. That's why the word is here to assist us along the way. When you were saying that, you know, you don't think our leaders need the advice, well, they can be wrong. I don't care what position they are. They can be the president, they can be the king, they can be the queen. As long as they stand in a human's flesh, they can make a mistake. So we all need that guidance.
Exactly, and that's why we as children of God need to be lifting them up and praying for our leaders. That's why it's so important, because we're all human, and everyone makes mistakes, and it's the power of prayer that can change things. And I think we've gotten away from that. We've gotten away from we like to spend too much time talking about somebody instead of praying for somebody. And that's really what we're trying to encourage here. So I absolutely agree with what you're saying, 100%, 100%.
All right. Would you just pray us out of the segment for tonight, and we're going to go to some music.
Absolutely. Father, we thank you so much for tonight. Father, we've just asked that you bless all those on the line tonight. Father, as bless us as we go forth into this work week. Bless everything we do. just strengthen our relationships, strengthen our ability and our discipline to spend more and more time with you, seeking your will for our lives. Again, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once your inner is scarred, no winners involved. Facing unforgivable odds, I'm visioning stars. from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen him, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. With so much lead, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let him leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sort of had me sort of misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived to say my goodbyes. Tripping over egos and lies, never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of us die, but I can rest possessing my pride. All that aside, who's really here for me in the end? Knew if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plans. So what the friends in the end, on myself I depend. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
I feel the pain of my brothers, plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams, I'm outnumbered. Will I awake what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my ship. I see the walls, they closing in, and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release through beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec while I release from the noose.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
Girl, you know what?
What, girl?
I know too much about
whatever it is that's got a hold on me. I just need.
Yeah. We back. G2G. Stay, Mike. Stay, Zay. Let's tell him where we're trying to be. Let's go.
Said I wanna be closer to my king. Said I wanna be closer to my king.
I wanna be closer than close, next to the host, the creator of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and that's God, you see. So we stay with the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he, so he deserves to be the king. Yeah, and on his wings is we. Yeah, the G2G. Cause we give the glory to he. Yeah, and never take it for keeps. Yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech. Yeah, we aiming to teach. Yeah, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God. So we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs. Our Father, please, it can't spell USA without us, say. And there's no Y in team of the words that we say. Every day we live for the J-E-S-U-S. Believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1, yeah, 7, you see. I practice on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching. Yeah, so I study my Bible. No more looking trifle, no need for a rifle. Yeah, I say I'm done with that. So when I say you're strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back. Yeah.
That I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be, closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be, closer to my King.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world. But so was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true king. Not the watches, not the rings or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on this battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. St. John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the King, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. You're closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you're hearing me. People, can't you see anything possible? Look at G2G, we the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, you're closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. You're closer to the King, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my King.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.